Abby Cantwell, September 8th, 1970, tape one.
T-Bowville, what they call T-Bowville, that's a Bob Whipper down there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They call it T-Bowville.
Mm-hmm.
What is the town called?
Right. Who were the families living up there when you were a girl?
Oh, there was Mr. and Mrs. Albert T-Bow. Mr. and Mrs. Frank Thibault, Mr. and Mrs. Levi Marlowe, Mr. and Miss Nelson Marlowe, Mr. and Mrs. Charles Marlowe, and Mr. and Mrs. Jed LaPlante, Mr. and Mrs. Amos Bean, Mr. and Mrs. Antoine Stone, Mr. and Mrs. Frank Stone. That was my father's father. Mm-hmm. And Mr. and Mrs. Dolphus Bean, Mr. and Mrs. Wesley Bean, and Mr. and Mrs. Guyette, what was his name? I forget his first name. Well, anyways, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Gilbert Gardner.
These were mostly French people.
French people. They were all French people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you were the daughter of the Frank Stones?
No, Joseph.
Joseph Stone.
My father was Joseph. They called him Bean. Beanstone, they called it.
Beanstone.
Yes.
Heard my father speak of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was an old man. Lived to be 96 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he must have been born in Canada.
He was born in Cherbusco.
Was he?
Cherbusco.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what year that was that he was born.
I don't know. I know it was 96 and a half, and I can't tell you just how many years. Now I could look it up because I've got a paper. Would you like to?
Not right now.
No.
Were his parents from Canada?
Yes, his parents were from Canada. Mm-hmm. But I can't tell you what place, you know. But mm-hmm. I know they were.
Mm-hmm. Where were your mother's people from?
They were from Malone, you know. She was born in Whipperville. You know Whipperville?
Mm-hmm.
They were from Malone, town of Malone.
What was her name?
Dizitel. Emma Dizitel.
Emma. Mm-hmm. How many years did you live in the house you were born in? Were you there until you were married?
No, they tore down the house. We moved into another house. I was quite small. Oh, I'd say 10, 12 years old, you know. Then we moved across the road into another house. The house was a log house where I was born.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, like in the field, you know.
Uh-huh. Could you tell me how many years ago you were born?
Yes, 1889.
Uh-huh. So you're 81 now.
81.
Mm-hmm. At that time, were there many log houses in Thibautville?
No, not too many. A few, but not too many.
Mm-hmm.
I know Uncle Frank Stone, he had one, and we had one. And there was some on the corner. Well, there was probably 5, 6 of them, you know, log houses.
Mm-hmm. What was the log house like that you were born in? Can you remember some of the details of it?
Oh, well, it was all in one room downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And upstairs it was divided into, you know, partitioned off and just a partition in between. So it made two rooms.
Uh-huh.
You know, my mother had a little corner partitioned off downstairs for her bedroom, you know.
How many children were there in the family?
Nine.
So there were 11 people in this first house you lived in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But one little girl died, you know, when we was there.
I see. Was the furniture mainly homemade?
No.
It was bought?
Oh, yes.
Did your father build the house himself?
No.
His father?
I don't think so. Of course, I was built before I was born, you know. Quite a while before I was born.
Were you the youngest?
No. I was the fourth child. Sister Nettie and Alice and my brother Joe and then me. I was the fourth one.
What kind of living room furniture did they have in those days in your
house? They didn't have none. No living room. They had rockers, you know. Some rockers, two, three rockers. But they didn't have living room furniture. They had no living room to put it in.
For that big family, you must have had a big dining room table.
Oh, yes. Yes, quite a big table. To sit that many around it, you know.
Did it expand by leaves? So you'd have to have 10 chairs at least to go around that table?
Yes.
Were they cane bottom?
Some were. Some were. The others.
Was there anyone in the neighborhood who made chairs or made furniture for a living, for a sideline?
I forget now. Seems to me there was. But I can't remember who. No, I can't remember that.
Did your mother make her own rugs?
She made her own rugs and she spinned her own yarn, you know. Had a spinning wheel. Spin her own yarn, done her own knitting, her own sewing, her own baking. You know?
Yeah, they had to do everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Wasn't push a button.
No.
Them days.
Would she make her rugs from men's clothes or from women's?
For anything that she could get hold of, you know. You know, they were braided rugs, you know.
Was there a machine to make those or were they just sewn together?
They were just sewn together.
Uh-huh.
No machine them days.
What were the beds like? Can you remember in the house?
The beds we had corn husk mattresses, you know.
Yeah.
There instead, some was with straw. You'd fill them up with straw, you know. Clean straw. You'd wash them and empty them, and then put clean straw in them. Right. You know, you hardly see a mattress them days, you know.
Oh no.
No.
You hardly find a store-bought mattress.
No.
Were the beds rope beds or slat beds?
Some were rope and some were slant.
Were they big wooden beds?
Yes, you know? Yes.
Even for young children in those days?
Oh, yes. I had a crib, you know, just a small one.
Were there dressers in those days,
yes,
like we have now?
Yes.
Did you have those with mirrors on them?
Yes, and mirrors. I had mine, my mother's, till I gave up housekeeping there when I came here, you know. I gave up housekeeping and left the furniture with the house and I still had that one. It was antique, you know. The dresser hung right on, you know, too. And there was a space in the middle, see. It was like this with two little drawers on the side. And hollow space in the center, yeah.
In the center of the top?
Yes.
That was to hold miscellaneous things?
Yes, sure. And then there was two drawers at the bottom.
So it was probably narrower than most dressers are today.
Yes, it wasn't so big as that one, no.
No,
about 3/4 like that there, you know.
How many of those would there be in your house?
Well, we didn't have too many. My mother had one, and then that was all, I guess, you know.
where were things stored, like clothes and sheets and things?
Wherever you had room for them, you know, like at the foot of the bed, you know. Uh-huh. You'd put hooks on the wall, you know. Those hooks like you use in a schoolhouse, you've probably seen them.
Mm-hmm. For coats
and things,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Did you hang anything on the beds at the foot?
No. Mm-hmm. Then days you didn't have a whole wardrobe that matched, you know.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. Didn't have the shoes and dress and everything to match.
You had to make do.
Yeah, I could make it do, yeah.
Yeah.
Because my father was working for 50 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't much.
No.
He had to take care of his family. Of course, 50 cents them days, I guess, went just as far as $3 today.
Especially if you were growing your own food and
yes.
things like that.
We always kept a cow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Made a garden, raised potatoes, you know, and kept
mm-hmm.
a couple pigs, you know, for meat in the fall. Kept your chickens. So it all helped, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was the outside of your house painted or whitewashed?
Whitewash.
Uh-huh. And how about the inside? Was that painted or whitewashed?
My mother used to paper, you know.
So there must have been sort
yeah,
of a board between
yeah,
the
must
logs
have been.
And the...
There must have been, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, we're so small, you know, that you don't quite remember all those things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Used to paper.
Does she have her spinning wheel in the house?
Yes. It was a small one.
Uh-huh.
These small ones, she used to knit. We had kerosene lamps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Was there anyone up in Thibeauville who used candles instead of kerosene lamps?
No, not that I knew of.
Mm-hmm.
That was before my time again, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of a stove was there in the house? There probably were two stoves.
What? Just one. I just had one. An old whittle, say they call. I don't know. You would probably never see them. The oven sat on the back. And it was made, you know, that it'd go like that. There was kind of a place. Then the oven was on the back of the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And then the stove was here, see, coming like this. And the firebox was in the front.
Mm-hmm.
They call them the old whittleses.
By the firebox, you mean where the wood was
yeah,
put in?
Yeah, where the wood was put in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And boys, could they eat?
Yeah, I can imagine. Right. Yeah, they ate heavier in those days than they do today.
Oh, yeah.
They're all afraid of they're going to get fat today.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't get fat in those days. They worked too hard.
Yeah, they worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was done by hand, you know. So they had to work hard. Mm-hmm.
Was the oven on this Whittlesey stove right above the firebox?
No, in the back more.
Uh-huh.
There's a place where there was griddles, you know, and there
mm-hmm.
was, I think there was six griddles, and then the oven sat on the back of that.
So the oven was far, sort of far away
yeah,
from
yeah,
the firebox?
Yeah, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a, what they call a reservoir on your stove?
No. They didn't know what a reservoir was then. That was before that time. Yeah.
So when you wanted to heat water, you had to do it in a kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Did the house have closets in it? No. Mm. Any hanging lights or kerosene? No. How many windows would that house have had?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I know there was one in the front and one in the back. I think there was four, I think. And downstairs. And two upstairs. One at each end.
Mm-hmm. Were they curtained?
Always had curtains in them, but didn't always have lace curtains.
No.
No, but they had shades, you know.
Uh-huh. So your father had a cow
A cow.
Mm-hmm.
A horse.
Mm-hmm.
I always kept two pigs and some hens.
Mm-hmm. How many barns did he have?
Just one barn.
Uh-huh. Did he have a little hen house for the chickens?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it his job or your mother's job to take care of the chickens?
Oh, my mother's.
Uh-huh. Yeah, usually is the woman's job to take care of them.
Yeah.
How many chickens would you have?
Oh, quite a few. It was a big family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Say 25 or so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It says to me the chicken tasted different than it does now. Now they don't give them time to grow, you know.
Uh-huh. They have what they call broilers nowadays.
Yes, and they force them, you know.
Uh-huh.
See, they feed them different. They force them, now they grow fast.
How different did they taste those days?
Oh, they tasted better, you know. There was more meat, it seems to me, on them, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we grew them bigger, too, you know. Give them time to grow. See, like a chicken in the spring, kill it in the fall, see?
Mm-hmm.
But now they don't give them that much time.
Mm-hmm. It must have taken two or three chickens to feed the big family.
It must have.
And I suppose you must have had salt pork.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Salted our own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was awful good.
Did you have a cellar?
Oh, yes. A little hole, like a hole, you know, that was dug.
Yeah.
But you could store things in it.
Did you enter that through a door or a trap door?
Trap door.
Oh, yeah.
In the floor.
Mm-hmm. Down a ladder or a stairway? Mm-hmm.
Little stairway, that little steps that they made, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would you store vegetables down there from your garden?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother do a lot of canning?
Yes. She canned everything. Everything she couldn't get hold of. Everything. We used to pick a lot of berries in those days, you know, those little ones, strawberries,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
She used to can a lot of them, and we used to sell them for 10 cents a quart, imagine.
Where would you sell them?
Well, to anybody, to Whipperville there, the storekeeper, you know.
Uh-huh.
Stripeners.
What other kinds of berries grew around there besides the strawberries?
Well, there was wild raspberries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to get out and pick them, but it wasn't far.
No.
You just step a little ways and it was full of raspberries. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And blackberries?
Blackberries, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Great big ones.
And blueberries?
Blueberries, you had to go up further, up where they call River Bend there, you know.
Uh-huh.
You had to go up there for blueberries. You didn't have any around home. It wasn't far.
Did your mother can very many vegetables?
No, she didn't use to can vegetables in those days. They didn't know what it was to can vegetables in those days. You know?
Uh-huh. They put those in the cellar?
Yes. Bury the carrots, you know, in sand.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
They'd keep good.
How would they preserve their potatoes? Any special way?
No, just put them down cellar.
Mm-hmm.
They keep.
Did you grow cabbage?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Onions? Mm-hmm.
The onions you had to put where it was dry, you know? So you'd keep them upstairs.
Oh.
You couldn't put them where it was damp. Hmm?
Where would you keep them upstairs?
In the bedrooms, you know.
In the second floor room?
Yes, second floor.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many onions you'd have.
Oh my God. A bushel, probably. You know?
Mm-hmm. Did people eat more onions then than they do now?
We had quite a bit of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about squash and things like that?
My mother didn't raise any squash. Some of us didn't like them, you know.
Pumpkins?
Yes, we used to raise pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. Were they ever fed to the cow?
Not that I know of.
Cucumbers in those days?
A lot of them. Mm-hmm. And we'd salt them, you know, instead of canning them. We'd salt them.
Uh-huh.
And then freshen them. Go get them and freshen them when we wanted to use them.
Right.
You know, then put them in vinegar. They were good.
Did nice they make pickles?
Nice and firm. That's the way they made pickles.
Oh. Uh-huh.
You know?
Instead of doing it the way they make it nowadays.
Yeah.
They'd salt them in salt water.
Salt water, yeah.
Yeah. For how many months would they keep them in that salt water?
Well, until you used them up, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know? You'd go and get them whenever you wanted them until you got them all used up.
Put them down in the fall and
yes.
use them all year until the next fall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then they were to be fresh and they were just put into fresh water?
Fresh water.
Right.
And when they were freshened enough, you know, put them in vinegar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had a nice pickle. They're awfully good, you know.
Yeah. How about radishes?
Oh, we used to raise radishes, yes.
Uh-huh. Was there anything special done with those? Could they be kept down cellar?
Oh no, you'd eat them fresh or else they wouldn't keep you.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, they don't keep.
Mm-hmm.
Radishes gotta be used up.
Right. What would your mother have for breakfast in the morning?
Warmed up potatoes and meat, and bread and butter and donuts
mm-hmm.
and tea,
mm-hmm.
crackers.
The Boston crackers, they call them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish we could get some.
I hear they were pretty good.
Yeah, they were good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Soak them in tea?
Soak them in tea.
Yeah. Your main store must have been down at Whippleville.
Whippleville.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Carpenter, they called him.
Was that Frank Carpenter?
Well, Frank Carpenter's father.
Uh-huh.
Ezra.
Mm-hmm. How often would they go there?
Not very often.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't buy all the time. In the fall they'd buy. In the fall they'd buy it.
In the fall,
we would buy flour and like a tub of lard, you know, a 60-pound tub of lard,
mm-hmm.
things like that, 100 pounds of sugar, and have it in for the winter. Then we didn't have to go to the store very much because they'd get other stuff, you know, like tea and everything you didn't use.
They wouldn't go every week then to the store.
No. They couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Would your father have any days off from his work?
No, he had to work 6 days a week.
Uh-huh.
Cut wood, you know, and do things like that in the winter. Get up a great big wood pile, go up to camp in the woods and stay there and cut his wood. Then come home on weekends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it comes snow, he'd draw it out.
Oh, where did he work in the camps?
Just for himself.
And
for a while he worked for others, but then he worked for himself.
What camps were these?
Oh, well, I don't know, dear.
Mm-hmm.
I know Frank King. My uncle had a sawmill, and he worked there for a while.
Where was that sawmill?
That's way up towards Belmont, you know. Way up.
In what they call Macedonia?
Macedonia. Yes, further than that. I know where Macedonia is.
Mm-hmm. Was Frank King's sawmill in the town of Belmont?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What town was it closest to, I wonder? What village, rather?
Malone, I guess, would be the closest village. I don't think there was any in Belmont there.
What would your mother have for dinner at noon?
Well, everything. Potatoes and meat and vegetables, you know, and like a boiled dinner. Or she'd have a kettle of soup or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Always meat and potatoes, bread and butter, pie. Always had pie, cookies.
Mm-hmm. They made a lot more pie in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now they don't want to get fat.
Too much trouble to...
Too many diets now.
Mm-hmm. You never heard of a diet in those days. What kind of soups would she make?
She'd make pea soup, bean soup, vegetable soup, all kinds of soup like that, potato soup, all kinds, you know, rice soup, you know, take a chicken and make rice soup. It was awful good. And then she'd make pea soup, and we used to hull corn and put some of that corn in. It's awful good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was bean soup made?
Like you do pea soup. Just like pea soup, you know? Mm-hmm. You know.
Was there a special way of harvesting the beans?
Yes, you had to pull them up, you know, pull up the whole hill.
Yeah.
And you'd stack them.
Mm-hmm.
Put a post in the center and stack them all around.
Yeah.
Till they got dry.
Yeah.
And then you'd thrash them. You'd take a stick, you know, a stick this long, and then there was another one, I don't know what's the name of it, I did know. And you'd hit the beans with that, and they were nice and dry, you know. And you'd get them all, and then you'd pick them up and put them in bags, and when there was a good wind on that day, you'd clean them. Hold them up to the wind, and it would blow all the dirt away and leave you just with the beans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was hard times.
It was hard work.
Hard work.
Did you have corn husking bees?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What were they like?
Oh, well, we'd all get in the barn and husk corn and have a lunch, you know. And if you find a red ear, if it was a boy, you had to kiss a girl, and if it was a girl, she'd have to kiss a boy, you know, things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we had husking bees when we were quite young.
What would they do afterward? Would they dance or something like that?
Sometimes they would.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What would your mother have for supper at night?
Potatoes and meat. And I had to have big food, you know, because my father was working hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like cake, sauce, bread and butter, things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not always the same thing, sometimes a casserole, you know.
What would she make for a casserole?
Oh, anything. Those days.
Did they have Hamburg in those days?
Yes. You made your own, though.
How would you make that?
You just ground up the meat.
You had a hand grinder.
A little hand grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What were the desserts that you would have?
Well, we had cake and for supper and cookies. And pie for dinner, or puddings, you know,
mm-hmm.
for dinner.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cakes would they be? Chocolate mainly?
No. Had all kinds. Had molasses cake. They didn't make much frosting in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Had molasses cake, marble cake, or white cake. Different kinds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. They used to frost once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time. We'd rather have them without.
Uh-huh. Gingerbread?
Gingerbread. And we had donuts in the morning for breakfast.
Uh-huh. Did you have galettes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can't remember me when my mother didn't have a jar of dark cookies, a jar of white cookies, a jar of donuts, and 4 or 5 pies made. I can't remember when she didn't have. Always. And they'd keep, and now they can't keep nothing, you know, unless they have refrigerators. Mm-hmm. And they'd keep.
Mm-hmm.
And they only had a cellarway.
The cellarway was the way down into the cellar?
Yeah, yes.
That was lined with shelves?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where the stairway would go down the cellar, you know. And then they put, it was under this.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, it hurt it to hold it like that?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Good idea.
So under the stairway, and there was a good place to put shelves, you know. So that's
uh-huh.
where the stuff was kept.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that where she kept her jars of canned goods?
Down cellar, she put her jars of canned goods.
Uh-huh.
They fixed shelves down there.
Uh-huh.
Well, people had a hard life, you know. They enjoyed it. I think they were happier than they are today. Too many things now. Yeah.